Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Mills' conference call to discuss the results of the first quarter of 2021. At this time, all participants are connected in listen-only mode, and later there will be a Q&A session. Should you need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. This call is being recorded and simultaneously translated into English. Questions may be asked normally by participants connected from abroad, and the recording will be available at the company's website at ri.mills.com.br. This call is being broadcast simultaneously on the internet, also with access at the company's website, ri.mills.com.br. Before proceeding, we inform that forward-looking statements that might be made during this conference call related to the company's outlooks, projections, or beliefs and assumptions based on the company's management expectations in regards to Mills' future. These expectations are subject to macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today, we have Mr. Sérgio Kariya, CEO, Mr. James Guerrero, CFO and IR Officer, Mr. André Rezende, M&A Head, and Ms. Renata Vaz, Financial Planning Manager. To start the first quarter 2021 call, I now turn the floor to Mr. Sérgio Kariya, the CEO of the company. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you very much for your interest and your participation in this conference call about the first quarter 2021 results. The first quarter of 2021 was marked by an increase in the utilization rate of equipment and the recovery of prices, with a special highlight to the 53.6% of average utilization rate in our rental business unit. The company ended the quarter with 21.8% increase in its total net revenue and 38.9% in adjusted EBITDA when compared to first Q20, leading to a net income of $7.4 million in 1Q21. Construction business unit also contributed to this performance by, once again, reaching a positive result in adjusted EBITDA, confirming the recovery strategy for this unit. In the rental business unit, we reached a record rental net revenue in March, R$43.3 million. Driven by greater demand, we resumed the aerial work platform fleet adjustment project and started the acquisition of 164 pieces of equipment that we will receive over the year. These actions aim to improve the fleet availability and ensure the adequate service to our clients. As part of our continuous focus on services and supporting the development of an IT environment, we created the Technology and Digital Transformation Department. At the head of this department, we have, since February, Ms. Adriana Bianca. In addition to increasing productivity and bringing other benefits, developments in technology and innovation are also important to support our growth initiatives, which happen mainly organically, but also are generated inorganically. As informed in April, Mills signed an agreement to purchase 100% of SK Rental do Brasil and acquired control of Nest Rental, confirming the company's actions towards market consolidation. All of these investments have been possible thanks to the company's cash and leverage positions. We ended the first quarter of 2021 with cash of R$400 million and gross debt of R$202 million. Prepared then for the upcoming challenges and opportunities, we also moved forward in developing our organizational and people culture, as well as increased ESG initiatives in order to generate value in a growing and sustainable fashion. And considering 2021 will still be a year to fight COVID-19 pandemic in Brazil, as we saw a worst scenario in March, paying even more attention to people, to operations, and to the financial area is crucial. At Mills, although some authorities have stepped back in the reopening plans and implemented more restrictive measures for movement of people, and considering our equipment is being used in a number of essential activities, we once again face the challenge of keeping up full operations, adapting our work routines to include stricter health and safety protocols in order to maintain the well-being of our teams. This ability to adapt and face the crisis, which is also present in a number of our clients, has resulted in sound economic financial indicators in the first quarter of 2021 here at Mills, as you can check in the details of our earnings release. Now, to talk more about the quarter's results, I turn the floor to James Guerrero, our CFO and IR officer. Good afternoon, everyone. I also would like to thank you very much for being with us. Let's turn to slide four, where we have our quarter revenues, which show the recovery of our rental and sales activities vis-à-vis the prior year. Total consolidated net revenue of the first quarter of 2021 was of 153.6 million reals, 21.8% higher than the first quarter of 2020 and 3.7% higher than the prior quarter. The rental business units represent 86.5% of that amount. In the first quarter of 2021, net revenue for rental totaled 131.9 million reals, 20% higher than the first quarter of 2020, mainly because of greater rented volume and higher prices. And it was 1.4% higher than the prior year. In the construction business unit, net revenue totaled 21.8 million reals in the quarter, 35% higher than the amount in the first quarter of 2020 and 20% higher than the prior quarter, mainly thanks to the conclusion of an indemnity negotiation and better rental agreements. Rental revenue for the first quarter of 2021 was 7% higher quarter on quarter. It's important to mention that 67.8% of our total rental revenue come from non-construction sectors, such as industry, services, commerce, etc., allowing for better revenue behavior and less cyclical courses, which are usually found in crisis situations. Turning to slide five, consolidated costs and expenses, net of depreciation and IFRS 16 effects, which totaled 101.8 million reals in the first quarter of 2021. That 5.7% higher than the prior quarter due to ECL expenses, considering that in the 4Q20 we had a reversal. Also, expenses with consulting services and new professionals hired to work on the company's projects, and non-recurring expenses such as those related to the overall project of the aerial platform fleet and the integration project of the Mills Solaris branches. About the same period of the prior year, there was an increase of 14.7%, which was lower than the revenue increase. On slide number six, we have consolidated adjusted EBITDA for Mills, which reached 54.3 million reals in the quarter, with a margin of 35.3%. Of those, 51.6 million from the rental business unit and 2.7 million from construction. We also have adjusted operating cash flow of 36.2 million reals in the quarter, already reflecting the strategy to increase the purchase of parts for the project to readjust the aerial platform's fleet. On slide seven, we have our indebtedness. We ended the quarter with consolidated gross debt of 201.7 million, And considering our cash of R$399.4 million, that represents a net cash of R$197.7 million. Average maturity for Mills' total debt is of 1.8 year, with an average cost of CDI plus 3.4% a year. On March 31st of 2021, Mills has once again met the forecasted covenants in its indentures. On slide eight, we have some consolidated data in the last years combining Mills and Solaris. The following slides have more information about the performance of each business unit. We are now available for the Q&A session.
Ladies and gentlemen, now we will start our question and answer session. In order to ask a question, please press star one. In order to remove your question from the queue, please press star two. Please stand by while we wait for questions. Our first question comes from Pedro from Pacifico. Thank you for the question. I have two questions about fleet and utilization rate. I would like to know the following. As you have the plan to recover some machines and the maintenance time for the machinery is longer because of the difficulty in terms of obtaining spare parts, what's the maximum utilization rate for you today? You said that the normal would be 70-75, would be less in the current situation. And the level today is not so far from what you would consider normal for the current times. And second, about the acquisition of machines. You talked about the acquisition that you have just made. And do they have a higher utilization rate? And in the other families of machines, how far are you from making investments in order to meet demand? Hello, Pedro. This is Caria. The beginning of your question was not so clear, so if I don't answer correctly, please let me know. We still have a high level of unavailability. And in 2020, when the pandemic started, we made the decision to preserve our cash as we had a very short visibility. We decided not to make investments in the recovery and of the machines and the improvement in the availability. And around September, what happened is that with the whole shortage, global shortage in terms of raw material, we're having a lead time for these parts longer than we had estimated first. And this has been impacting the liberation of our equipment. When you look at that, you see that normal would be 70% utilization rate. However, as we have a very high unavailability, our capacity is limited. In order to solve that, we have some alternatives. One is to continue to liberate equipment, making them rental ready, that is to say, ready to be rented again and increasing volume and revenues. These machines that we acquired, they are semi-new. We found an opportunity in the market. And unfortunately, we were not able to find another opportunity, be it because of the year or the quality of the equipment, and of course, the model of the equipment. And lastly, a third way would be to consider the acquisition of new equipment. that could happen for some models that already start to make sense in our opinion, be it because of the supply-demand ratio, or be it also added to the rental rate that the ROIC starts to trigger this possibility of making investments. And again, the effect that we had on the spare parts also happens on the equipment globally. So the lead time for the delivery of equipment is long. This is the reason why we are planning for the acquisition of new equipment as well. So finishing to answer your question, we can liberate the existing equipment, having them available. This small lot of semi-new equipment that we wanted to buy more, but we couldn't find more. And lastly, the possibility to acquire new equipment. Thank you, Karia. And I might have other questions afterwards. Our next question comes from the webcast. Joaquim Afonso Siqueira from Surinvest. First, congratulations once again for the excellent results. I would like you to give us some color about the readaptation of the aerial platform fleet. What is the CapEx and what is the allocation of this CapEx for the next few years? Do you intend to leverage in order to renew your fleet? Or can you do this with your current cash position and the future cash generation? Thank you very much. Joaquim, I will start and then I will give the floor to Guerreiro. There are some stages in terms of CapEx. One of them is to continue the answer that we were giving to Pedro Gonzaga. Part of the reduction of lack of availability of equipment has to do with CapEx, and the other part is OPEX. And the CapEx part, we intend to use cash. So the full amount for the liberation of this equipment and reduce the lack of availability between CapEx and OPEX, it should be about 50 to 60 million reals. Nevertheless, when you look in the longer term, and I also said that we are seeking to make investments in new equipment, in new investments, well, you can see it in two different ways. You have a growth CapEx and you have a depreciation CapEx, the growth CapEx and the CapEx of fleet renewal, as you say. But when you think about the long run, we have a very high volume, and in our view, longer in terms of renewal and growth for the sector. Nevertheless, our balance between cash generation plus leverage allowed by the company, they fulfill these future needs. So maybe Guerreiro would like to add to that. Well, exactly, Karia. For the first moment, Joaquim, in order to make these small moves for fleet renewal or the acquisition of 100 or a few hundred or machines or a few dozen, we can do this with our own cash, the cash position that we already have. So we are comfortable with that. As Karia said, the growth investment, that is to say, for the renewal of the fleet as a whole, so that we may do this in a more intense manner, it is more intelligent and it is necessary to have leverage provided you have a return at the end or ultimately. So the idea is to leverage for bigger investments. Mr. Mauricio Ramanho from Vit Capital. Congratulations for the results. Could you give us more details about the digital department? Okay, Maurício, let's go. I think we have some challenges when we look not only in the short run, but also in the medium and the long run. I'm going to try to give you some flavor here. Of course, there are issues of technology in the short span of time. So we have to make our technological structure more homogeneous and look inside and analyze our processes and bring more speed, more productivity. And together with that, we have to look at it in a more transformative manner. With our customers, we want to improve the relationship, the technological relationship with our clients. More on the e-commerce side, that is to say, more information to clients, more information about their rental process. And a more transformative side that we also seek, bringing the IoT that could bring significant gains in productivity and in terms of services delivered. And here we talk about problem solving at a distance, for instance, remote problem solving by means of telemetrics or IoTs. So there are many internal things that we have to do and that we are developing already. And we seek to transform technology. And of course, this means a very big challenge. And we are very bullish about Adriana coming on board.
Our next question is from Mr. Pedro from Pacifico. Hello, thank you for the opportunity. I would like to talk about the construction pipeline to understand your scenario. Construction works, how is that? Is it improving? Do you believe it's going to continue improving? Can you give us the magnitude of that? And I would like to understand what kind of benefits that can bring to rental. I know you have diversified from constructions, and I would like to know if there is an important demand drive from now on. Yes. We are optimistic. I believe the scenario, and obviously Brazil still has all the fiscal, the tax problems and difficulties. So the public investments, we believe it's not going to be great. But we see all the concessions coming up, and some of them also coming from the Infra Week, and that they will help and will favor the framework industry and also the rental for our aerial platforms as well. The pipeline was very good for 2021, but the restrictions ended up extending the starting date or bringing down the pace of some works. But we are optimistic about the second half of 2021 and the beginning of 2022 of these works, construction works, coming back up and resuming their activities. And for us, the way to go are the private initiative construction works and the development of the works that were already planned or resuming the works that had to stop. That's very clear, Kadir. Yes, this is a node problem, right? There are a lot of construction works that have been stopped in the past, and they are taking long to resume. You already contracted, and you were not able to tap into the revenue, right? But what is out of this old works, and what is new, and how are these effects relevant to you? I think The main topic here, Pedro, is the curve. When you look at the new biddings, according the new biddings appear when they appear, and they have a long curve, so that it takes a while to start working on it and to have a good volume of equipment on these works. So a greater volume of revenue comes from the construction works that were at a halt or that were at a lower speed. And so they will have this ramp up ahead. We believe that we will have construction works resuming in São Paulo and the subway stations, some other projects that are almost ready to leave the paper to be developed actually. So this is what we foresee more immediate. In more an immediate moment as a special movement in this short period of time. These construction works that were bid ready, they are part of the project, but we still have some stages to go up to the moment where we start generating volume and also revenue for that business unit. That's very clear. Thank you once again. Our next question is from Mr. Matheus Soares from XP Investments. Good afternoon, everyone, and congratulations on your results. I have two questions. First, how do you see the delay in the global chain of parts? Second, prices have increased in the annual and in quarter comparison, even with your utilization rate beyond of 30%. Do you believe you still have room to increase prices? Okay. Yes, the parts is a and just as equipment purchase will demand a better planning. We do not foresee a quick solution for our suppliers, for equipment manufacturers. In the US, for instance, there was something very important there. One of the suppliers had to double that need, and that ended up affecting the release of our equipment. So our process had to be adjusted, and therefore we have to plan ourselves with much time ahead to try to mitigate or decrease that impact in our churn here in our turnover. That's very important. In regards to pricing, yes, as you grow the demand, and we see this demand coming up, and it's very strong when we compare the fourth quarter and the first quarter, and we had that price volume. So we do see room, yes, there, not only to increase volume from now to the end of the year, but also to have a price recovery. And some pieces of equipment are already reaching a comfortable level in terms of reinvestment, but even then, we are optimistic in regards to price increases. In the second quarter, we will still be affected by restrictions, but we believe the second half of the year will be very positive. We will grow volume in a more stronger fashion, and that will affect our price recovery.
Vicente Catalan from Luminos Capital. Good afternoon. We have been seeing some players with utilization rate of 65% to 70%. Do you know when mills could reach this level of utilization? Should we wait for the availability? And is this useful for you to transfer cost to prices? Vicente, when you look at some competitors, they are even higher than 65%. If you look at the average, maybe they are around 65. And we see this as something positive. When you get to the limit of the business model around 70%, your capacity to continue growing from then on in we have been going up gradually quarter on quarter our utilization rate. But unfortunately, in order for us to get to these levels of 75%, the key is to reduce our availability. This is the reason why we are focusing on our operations to release or liberate our equipment, waiting for the arrival of the spare parts so that we may bridge this gap and go up our utilization rate. This is the path. And we see room for additional growth, yes. Marcus Queiroz from the webcast. Good afternoon. Could you talk about the demand from the market and the rental prices, please? Could you be more specific in terms of market demand and prices? I think that, like any other business, when you have an imbalance between supply and demand, either you increase your prices or you lower your prices to follow the market. And I will try to give you our view. Our product has no elasticity. So when the crisis hit and there was a very strong shock in demand and the supply static, that is to see, you already had 32,000 machines in Brazil, and there was a very negative impact on prices. Many of our competitors, in order to gain market share or preserve their revenues, they sacrificed prices. But prices are not elastic. You do not generate additional demand if you lower prices. If a guy rents a machine from you and he only needs one machine, if you lower price, he's not going to rent two machines. On the other hand, as is happening now, the market has been growing in demand and the balance between supply and demand is coming. And when you reach your limit of capacity because of your volume, as Vicente asked, 66, 67% utilization rate, the alternative for you to balance is if you recover prices. We believe it is going in a positive direction in the short run, given the shortage of raw materials and also of equipment. Given that the lead time is longer now, the market does not grow. That is to say, you do not increase supply quickly. So our reading about that is positive, so that we may have a faster curve in terms of recovering prices. And this should bring about a faster balance than we had estimated in our model. And we see this as positive. As we have a lead time of production and delivery of equipment, if it goes, as demand is increasing very quickly, supply cannot keep pace with that. So we see mills very well positioned because we still have inventory, we already have plans, and by having these gradual liberations of in reducing the lack of availability, we are going to occupy all this space. And at the same time, the market can have a recovery of prices much faster. And we see this as something very positive, and Mills is very well positioned in this regard.
To ask a question, please press star 1. To ask a question, please press star 1. Please wait while we collect the questions. Our next question is from Mr. Pedro Gonzaga from Pacifico. Hello. I would like to ask about the acquisitions SK and Nest. So for SK, what is the best position for you in Brazil? If in the south you were lower than average, and how your position differs now? And about Nest, how do you see the possibility to scale that business so that we can check the potential for value here? Thank you. Hello, Pedro. This is Guerrero. Well, we are still waiting for approval for SK, so we cannot disclose any commercial information at this point. As soon as possible, we will inform the market, after the final approval. About Nest, this is basically a startup. This is a company that was created in 2018. It is dedicated to the low-level segment. These are equipment, pieces of equipment in which we had little focus in the past. And we exactly went into there to fill that gap. It has great ability of penetration for businesses, for smaller businesses or residential buildings. So these are lower heights products. And it has also the ability, in our point of view, to bring in the concept of using the aerial platform. And we usually talk a lot about that. We know that aerial platform is a very good product that would have great penetration in Brazil. When we try to push forward this product, and I am sure that this product being closer to people in general, to people and to companies, I think that idea will help us also to bring our main products, which are the larger ones, of course. And we believe that we will have growth here. And this is a startup company. It's a 2 digits or maybe 3 digits startup for the next few years. But still, and Carrera talked about Mills growth and everything. And just as the same, we expect the growth here. And the company by itself, we expected that it does have a significant and relevant growth. But just as Mills, we also expect to have proportionally to the size of Mills. You know, this is going to be a secondary business, I would say. We do not believe that this type of equipment will be our core business 4 or 5 years from now. Just adding to Nash, I would like to bring some light over our own segment. So why do we believe on the aerial platforms? The aerial platform is a replacement product. It brings safety and productivity to clients when they think about work at heights. This is the safest way to work at heights. When we look at the ratio GDP and machine in Brazil, we are at 12. If you look at that in the United States, it's over 80. So I know we are not going to reach this to the same ratio of the US, but if we shorten that gap, that's going to be very good for our sector. If we look at the low-level access, which is and the one that NAST is focused on, this is growing not only in Brazil, but also in the world, and at a great rates. In London, for instance, the speed of growth is of 2 digits. Why? Because this replaces the ladder. It goes beyond. We replace those guys that are just hanging on baskets and also scaffolds. We are replacing all that, but NAST is replacing scaffolds, is replacing ladders, and then we start opening a broad room of where we can use that. We can use that in industry, in the industries. NAST was there in a revamp of a chemical industry, but also it can be present in commercial offices and also in events and shopping malls, in several other applications that work at heights. That's why this is our strategy, to have a side business so that it doesn't come up and mix up everything with our own processes, and also to be a tech lab. So there we already have like we have or had here, Itaú's bikes. We have shared centers. So it's different from what we do. So one client goes there and rents a piece of equipment. One equipment from NAST sometimes on the same day, it can be rented by two clients. So you optimize the application and the utilization of that equipment. So you end up increasing your rates as well. So it's interesting to look at it and to see what we can do, how we can grow, and how we can use in a good way NAST so that it can be that lab of ours, and then scale that and apply that into Mills. We are very optimistic about this acquisition as well.
Thank you very much. Once again, we would like to remind you that in order to ask a question, you should press star 1, please. The Q&A session has come to an end. We would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Sergio Caria for his closing remarks. Mr. Caria, please. We would like to thank you very much for your participation in this conference call about Mills' results of the first quarter of 2021. The investor relations team will be available to solve any questions that you might have. Thank you. Mills' conference call has come to an end. The audio for replay and the slide presentation will be available at the Investor Relations website at ir.mills.com.br. Thank you very much for participating.